High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communications, Salem Grain, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain and Barge, FNM Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farman City Supply, Frontier Bank, Tom Bureau Financial, Dins Country Meats, Johnson County Hospital, Armbruster Motor Company, and Midland Genetics.
And good evening, everybody, from the Rural Activity Center at Fall City Sacred Heart School. It's time for Pioneer Conference basketball tonight. It is the Southern High Raiders at Fall City taking on the Irish in the girls' game. Southern comes in with a record on the year of 8 wins and 6 losses. They've only lost one game to a team that was 500. Everybody, all their other losses have been to teams that have winning records this year. Sacred Heart comes into the game tonight. The girls ranked number 2 in Class D2. They're 14-2 on the year, and they have won 10 straight. 14-2 are the Irish coming into tonight's contest here at the Rural Activity Center. In the boys' game tonight, the Irish coming in here into this game, ranked number 5 in Class D2 with an 8-6 record. That tells you how good their competition has been. Southern comes in here 7-7 on the year. The girls' team are out here warming up. We're about 4 or 5 minutes from tip time here tonight, a little bit early. We'll be back and we'll tell you who's going to be the starters in this girls' game coming up after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska's soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris Picorni, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with their healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're a community medical center, every day making a difference.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Falls City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Falls City. Call 402-245-5808.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And again, we welcome you back here to the Rural Activity Center on the campus of Falls City Sacred Heart. Tonight, it's the Irish hosting the Southern High Raiders. The girls have not faced off yet this year. The boys played in a consolation round at the Medecas Tournament back now towards a couple of weeks ago. So the girls, it's the first meeting between the two squads this year. For the Southern Raiders tonight, and coach Hannah Baumgartner, the starting five, will include Savannah Mason. Savannah is a junior. They didn't put any heights in their roster, so we don't know how tall they are. Addison Young is a sophomore starter. Jenna Forney, freshman starter. Also starting tonight, Helena Clover, a senior, and Kendra Troxell, she is also a senior, starting tonight for the Raiders. They are playing tonight without Callie Cooper, who is their leading scorer. Unfortunately for Callie, she tore an ACL here recently and is out for the rest of 5'8 freshman, sophomore, Jenny Lechtenberg, and a 6-foot senior in Macy Keller. So for the Irish Hype, Olivia Eichhoff, Delaney Witt, Jessica Wurtenberger, Gentry Lechtenberg, and Macy Keller. Now what I managed to do is somehow, when I make up these little computerized sheets for the scorers table, that we have used for our game, I managed to put last year's Irish lineup on this scorecard. Why it was in there, I do not know, but it was. So I've got all of last year's players listed on here. Fortunately, all the starters were on that team last year, so we just made a few minor adjustments, and hopefully I'll be able to read them as we go here tonight and get them all listed for you as we go through this ball game tonight. Two teams huddled up with their coaches here as we get set for this game to get underway. Over on Sunny 101.3 tonight, it's the Fall City Tiger girls and boys hosting the Auburn Bulldogs. Randy Atula down at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse bringing you that action. We'll take one more 2-minute break. And we'll be back here at the Row Activity Center on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit iTrump.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, yes, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here again to the Row Activity Center. They're about to introduce the starters to the crowd on hand here tonight. Coming up the rest of this week, more basketball will be coming your way on both Thursday and Friday night. As soon as I turn the page here, I'll be able to tell you who and where and when. Coming up on Thursday night on Sunny 101.3, Falls City Sacred Heart will be at Johnson Brock for a girl-boy doubleheader. Friday night here on KTNC, Falls City Tigers traveling to Weeping Water. And it's Falls City Weeping Water Friday night. Girls and boys action here on KTNC. So we're just about set to go. Starters being introduced. And then we'll tip it off. And we're ready to roll here. Teams come back and huddle up again with our coaches one more time. The officials are ready, and we are set to go here at the Row Activity Center tonight. Here come the Raiders dressed in their black and red. Here come the Irish. Gentry Lechtenberg will step into the center circle for the Irish. She will be jumping it up against the Raiders, against Jenny Forney, a freshman. Lechtenberg will control the ball backcourt. Wurtenberger brings the ball up the floor for the Irish as they go right to left towards the West Bucket here in the first half tonight. Wurtenberger over to Eichhoff, right side, Witt open for three. It's up on the rim, one hop off. Wurtenberger the rebound, and the shot blocked away from her, out of bounds, as she tries to put it back up and in. So we'll reset underneath the basket for Sagenhart. Eichhoff will bring it in. Lechtenberg makes the catch in the paint. Dishes it off. Eichhoff down the lane with the right-hander up and good. The Irish on the board first. 2-0 Sagenhart here in the opening minute of the game. To the front court we come. Raider basketball on the far side of the floor with it. Now they come to the right side to Troxell. Troxell back in the middle, working the ball around in the perimeter. Now Elena Clover with it to the right side, beyond the three-point line. Clover again. Clover looks to the top to Troxell. Against the Sagenhart man-to-man defense here. Back to the right side. They've not got the ball inside the three-point line yet on this offensive possession. Troxell back to the top, and Clover will fire. Short, no good, out of bounds. Irish basketball. With 6:52 to go, 2-0 Sagenhart. To the front court come the Irish. Over on the right side, Eichhoff picked up her dribble. Now goes to Wurtenberger against the zone. Wurtenberger down the lane, a runner up, one hand, a push shot, no good, but a whistle and a foul called on the Raiders. That foul will go on Elena Troxell. First foul of the ball game, and to the free throw line goes Jessica Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger gets set, fires, it's up, it's good. She'll have another one coming here for Sagenhart. Second free throw coming for the Irish senior here. Second one up, and the second one is good. No, the paper. Second free throw on the way is up and good for the Irish. They're up now 4-0 to score. Back to the front court. Here come the Raiders of the basketball with 6.5 to play out on the left side. Take the ball over to the far side. Addison Young with it. Give the ball down to Clover. Drives in, cut off by Keller. Pass out of there. Tipped out of bounds by Lechtenberg. It will be Raider basketball. On the end line. They line up on each corner of the lane. And the ball comes in. Out top. And it's going to be Clover. She gets the ball right back, now dribbles out to the top, gets the ball off and hands it away to the top, to Troxell, to Clover, left side, 3 feet, 4 feet behind the three-point line, waiting, back out to the top in the middle to Addison Young. She'll try the right side now to Troxell, pass across the floor to the left side, defense stout by the Irish here so far, 2 minutes gone by in the ball game. Troxell out top. Holds it between the circles, looks, bounces the ball away now, gives it up there to Troxell, and back over to Clover. They're actually going in reverse here. There's a free throw line jumper, up and good. Two-pointer there for the Raiders. And on the bucket, it's zero. That's what I was waiting to see. Savannah Mason, skip pass to the Irish. Wurtenberger, three ball, left side of the circle, up and down. Wurtenberger with 5 points early on, 5:15 to go. All our games on the World Wide Web, inside to Troxell, a push from behind on Sagenhart. Macy Keeper, the first foul of the game on Sagenhart. All our games on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net, mscsports.net. Click that listen live button. Then we'll drop down all of our radio stations for the Irish and the Raiders for KTNC. Troxell inside, blocked away by Wurtenberger. It comes down to Keller. Irish run it all the way up. Eichhoff in the paint, off the glass, up and good. She's got two hoops early on. And now it will be Raider ball coming to the front with 4:55 to play in the first quarter. 9-2, the Irish lead. Swing the ball around the left side. With the ball there will be Troxell. Excuse me, that is Troxell, yes. With it now to Clover. To the top. Jenna Forney hands it away over to the left side to Troxell. Troxell to the middle to Young. Addison Young, a sophomore. This is a young basketball team. Underneath, they flash to the middle and the block by Keller. And the ball goes out of bounds. Sixers have the basketball. Underneath the bucket, in it comes. Clover swinging around to Forney. Forney to Troxell, dribbling to the left, stops between the circles. Takes the ball over again to Clover on the far side. Another to Troxell. Pass in the middle, taken away, stolen by Wurtenberger. All the way in, right side, can't get it to go. Rebound brought down by Gentry at Lechtenberg. And now it will be Irish basketball. Inside Wurtenberger, left block, double team, lost it. Out to Witt, she tried to go underneath to Keller, went up the ladder too tall. Out of bounds it goes, and it will belong now to the Raiders. To the front court with the basketball come the Raiders of Southern High. Bringing it up, Elena Clover. Right side, looks, cutter, nothing there. Takes the ball between the circles to Savannah Mason. Mason over to Clover. Swing it back to the right side now. Again in the hands of Forney. To the top. With it, Clover looking. Man-to-man defense by the Irish. To the top to Troxell. Back over to Clover on the left side. About 5 feet inbounds. Now to the top. Mason with it. Goes right side with it. To Troxell. Troxell holds back to the top. Swing it left side. And boy, it's close to travel. No whistle. Ball bounces out. Taking it out to Forney. And a little touchy foul there. That foul on Delaney Witt. I hope they don't call the games that tight all night. We will be here till about midnight. But it was a foul. Lechtenberg checks out of the game. For the Irish, into the game comes Avery Santo, a freshman. So, also coming out, Delaney Witt. Let's see who all came in here for the Irish. Into the game as well is Sadie Tizzle, 5'6 sophomore. Also in there for Sacred Heart is Dacey Witt, freshman. Take the ball in, and a foul on Wurtenberger will put the Raiders to the line in the person of Elena Clover. Foul on Wurtenberger, her first team foul number 3 on the Irish here. 9-2, the Irish have the lead. Free throw up and rattles off. It hit everywhere it should except in the middle. Not a bad looking free throw, just didn't want to crawl in. One more Kevin here for Elena Clover. Up and got it. 9-3. Sitting over the lead. 2:45 to play in the first period. Up the floor. Here come the Irish with it. Left side take the ball to Tizzle. Right side Eichhoff. And her pass out. Knocked loose. But a foul will be called on Forney. Her first team foul number 2 on the Raiders. So the Irish will inbound the ball near midcourt. Eichhoff will bring it in there to Dacey Witt. To Eichhoff on the right side wing. Dribbles with it. Forth, back and forth she goes. Now back to her on the pass. Takes it back out to Witt. Over to Santo. Avery on the left side of the floor. Now he goes back and they take the ball across. Inside to Santo. Dribbles out. Gets the ball away. Now Eichhoff. 15 footer up and down. 6 for Eichhoff. It's 11-3. The Irish have the early lead. 2 minutes and 5 seconds to go. First quarter action here tonight on KTNC. To the top with the basketball. Mason holds it. Pass inside. Clover got loose on the back door. They throw it over the top. And she puts it up and in. 11-5. Irish with the lead over the Raiders. The Raiders to the front court. Off it goes. And a three-pointer up. Short, no good by Sadie Tizzle. Ball out of bounds on the end of the court. Sacred Heart ball. Timeout Raiders with a minute 42 to go in the first. They're down 11-5. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Minute 42 to go here in the ball game tonight, the first quarter of our girls' game tonight on KTNC. The Irish have the early lead, 11-5 here. First time out of the ball game, called by Raider coach Hannah Baumgartner. Here's the first buzzer, ready to go. Play resumes, it'll be Raider basketball in the backcourt. Wartenberger back in for the Irish. Sitting down. Well, at any rate, a 1-3-1 zone by the Irish here. Now they switch in man-to-man defense. Chisel stays in there. On the right side, Troxel with it. Out top he goes to Forney. Forney swinging it around there to Troxel again. Now it comes to Clover, the top of the key, right side, 40. Back to the middle, and traveling called against the Raiders. Pass went to Addison Young before they got it away to her. Traveling was called. And now Sigurd has the basketball. To the front court with the basketball for the Irish. C.D. Tisdall underneath, knocked away from Avery Santa, but we've got a foul on the Raiders. Foul will go on Addison Young, her first. Third team foul, even there for both teams so far. Eichhoff inbound, looking inside, bounces it to Wartenberger, and she'll shoot the 10-footer on the right side. Up and good. Minute to go in the period, 13-5. Shea Hart leading by 8. I believe that's her biggest lead of this first half of the game so far. Out top, 3-ball, rattles around, and it goes in for Elena Clover. She doubles her point total now. She's got 6 in the ball game. And it's 13-8, the Irish, with 40 seconds to go. Daisy Witt nearly lost the ball on the dribble, now recovers. Comes over left side with it to Tisdall. Dribbles around over to Eichhoff. Up the ladder to Gigg, goes the senior. Looking back out to Witt. And now it's Sando for 2, up no good, rebound Wartenberger, put back, no, but she's fouled on the way up. Wartenberger will go to the line to shoot a pair, foul on Kendra Troxel, her first foul of the ball game. Jessica Wartenberger, 7 points in the ball game, 2 for 2 at the line so far. Now 3 for 3 as that one rattled home. Here comes Delaney, went back in now for Eichhoff. Lechtenberg checks back into the contest for Sadie Tisdall. Second free throw coming up here for Jessica Wartenberger. It's up, it's good. She nails them both. She's got 8 now. She checks out Macy Keller back into the Irish 20 seconds to go in quarter number 1. To the front court of the basketball come the Raiders with it in the hand of Kendra Troxel. Right side to Clover. Back to Troxel. Back to Clover. Right side of the circle. Well beyond the three-point line. 5 on the clock. They move it up. Troxel will fire a 3. It's short, no good. It's out of bounds. And that ends your first quarter. Sigurd 15. The Southern High Raiders 8. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
FNM Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from FNM Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is
you.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
15-8, the Irish have the lead in a girls' game here tonight on KTNC. You're listening to Irish basketball as they take on the Southern Raiders on KTNC, 1230 AM and 107.1 FM here tonight. It's going to be Raider basketball. Start the second quarter. Inbounding will be Clover. Get the ball into Troxel. Rather to Clover now. Hands into Troxel, excuse me. Off the right side, the ball goes again to Elena Clover. To the top, Forney. Gives it up there for Troxel. And the ball across the lane. Addison Young with it. Now down low. Nearly losing it, but getting control. Now it's Lechtenberg with the steal for the Irish. Takes it away from Troxel. Sophomore all the way to the hole. Dishes it off to Sando. Passes it back out now with DeWitt. Back over to Dacey Witt. Down to Sando from 10 feet. Baseline short. No good. Rebound grabbed up by Elena Clover. Well, the Irish missed out on a couple of opportunities that time. Now up the floor come the Raiders with the basketball. To the top, Jenna Forney. Back over to the right side to Kendria Troxel. And the ball is loose, knocked loose out of there by the Irish, by Delaney Witt. So the Raiders will inbound just across midcourt. Get the ball in there to Troxel. Come to the right side, Lena Clover. Looking for cutters, nobody open. Here goes the top and reset with 40. Left side to Troxel. Back to the top for Young. Right side with the ball to Mason. Mason, excuse me, that's 20, not 0. That will be 40 with it again. Now he gives the ball to Elena Clover. Clover holds. Coming out on her, Macy Keller for the Irish. Gives the ball up to Kendria Troxel. Drives down, pass across. Tip controlled at the free throw line by the Raiders. And back out to the top to Clover again. They'll reset the offense. Down 7 are the Raiders. Pass to the middle, taken away. It's going to be Sando on the run. Up the floor, pass away to Delaney Witt. Knocked away, Witt got it back. And now it goes cross court, Lechtenberg. They play catch out there. Now a far pass to the baseline corner. And now inside Keller from Sando, who gets the assist. Macy Keller with the bucket. Her first of the ball game. Timeout called by the Raiders. 17-8, the Irish lead. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
17-8, the Irish lead. The Raiders have the ball. Backcourt on the baseline. They bring the ball in for Jenna Forney. Forney gives it up for Clover. Back to Forney. Full court pressure by the Irish. Lechtenberg's got a reach in, and a held ball will go to the Irish on the turnover. On the alternating possession. Sagard will inbound the ball in the front court. Mortenberger will bring the ball in. Everybody gets on a corner of the lane for the Irish. Keller takes it out near the midcourt stripe. Now give it off to Lechtenberg over to the right side to Eichhoff. Olivia Eichhoff and Gentry Lechtenberg had all the points in the first quarter for the Irish. Here's a three-pointer, Wurtenberger, and good again. She's got a dozen in the ballgame. The Irish have 20 on the board so far. Come the other way now with it, the Raiders. Out top, between the circles, handling the ball, Addison Young. Looks, gets the ball to Troxel, tried to lob it in there for Clover, taken away by Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger up the floor through D. goes to the line. So Wurtenberger will be fouled. That's her second steal of the ball game. Foul is on Savannah Mason. Her first, team foul number 5. Wurtenberger has 12 points in the ball game so far. 4 for 4 at the line, and make it 5 for 5 as she swishes that one home. Once again, Sear at the line, gets set, fires, it's up, it bounces off this time, kept the line by Lechtenberg. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will belong to the Raiders. Wurtenberger shooting 66% of the free throw line. Come into the ball game, averaging 14 points a game. Well, she's 1 point away from that. Inside, the ball goes to Troxel, or rather to Clover, and she got tangled up with 2 or 3 Irish defenders traveling to the call. The lead is 13 for the Irish, their biggest lead of the ball game, 21-8. Eichhoff to the front, cross court, Delaney Whip back to Eichhoff, left side Wurtenberger. Thought about a three, instead she drives to the paint, goes in, stripped of the ball on the way up, and a held ball will go to the Raiders this time. On that alternating possession. So Raider ball, backcourt, and bring the ball in for Troxel. She gets it away to Clover, they pass it back and forth. Clover to the front court, out of the right side, Young for three, too strong. Offensive rebound and traveling, yes it is. Rebound Savannah Mason. She got tangled up with a couple of Irish defenders and it was either shoot it or lose it, and she couldn't get the shot away, so it was traveling call and the Irish get the basketball. 4:15 to play first half. Olivia Eichhoff with the basketball off the left side to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger skips over Delaney Witt for three. It's up. It's around the rim. No good. Rebound grabbed up by Elena Clover. Clover will bring it up. Now get the ball in the circle at the free throw line. Back the ball out of there to Young. Young on the right sideline. Now it goes back to Troxel and the timeout called again by the Raiders. They're down 21-8. We're back in 30 seconds on TTNC.
Marvin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pop and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Marvin City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farman City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3:43 to go in the first half. Sighart up 21-8 over the Southern High Raiders. Raider basketball triggering will be Addison Young, sophomore, right in front of the Irish bench. Gentry Lechtenberg will pressure the inbound and bring the ball in to Clover, right wing. Back out it goes with it. Addison Young back over to the top. Troxel moving around the perimeter. Hands the ball off. They run a weave. Now with the ball again is Elena Clover. Knocked away, and now she's going to run it down the left side. Back and into the dribble. Kicks it out to the top, and now they spin around the top of the key again in the person of Troxel. And a crossword pass knocked loose by Eichhoff. All the way in goes the senior, and the layup is good. Eichhoff with 8, the lead is 15, 23-8. Sighart up over the Raiders. To the front court again, Kendria Troxel with it. Off the left side there for 40. Pulling the ball against the Irish man-to-man. 2:50 to play in the first half. Sighart up 23-8. On the right side of the basketball, Troxel again. Thought about loading up a long one. Didn't pass it off and said to Clover. Clover, senior, drives in, gets around Keller into the paint, and a hack on the arm. Called against the Irish here. Well, let's pick him. Let's see foul number four. Keller comes out into the game for the Irish. Now DC with the freshman. And the ball lobbed in to the top. Trox over the Clover with it. Passes off. Now they get the ball to Trox on the left wing. Holds it. Double team. Bounces it in. Ball loose. And they throw it between the legs of a Raider picked up out near midcourt. Recovered out there by Addison Young. She tried to get it back to a teammate. Too tall on the pass. Out of bounds into the trap set on the far side. It will be Irish basketball with 2:16 to go in the first half. So up the floor with the ball. Here comes Sacred Heart. Daisy Witt hands the ball off. Wurtenberger inside to Lechtenberg. Out to Eichhoff for three. Well short. Saved in by Wurtenberger. Threw it back, and it's going to end up at the scorer's table. Well, she had to throw it somewhere. She gave a good effort. And the ball belongs to the Raiders between their bench and the scorer's table on this near side. Bring the ball into Clover. 1:55 to play in the half. The lead is 15 for Sacred Heart. To the front court with the basketball will be Clover again. Had it stripped away from behind. Wurtenberger reaches over, grabs it from behind as Clover has the ball up over her head. And this already in possession. Arrow points toward the Irish end. Once again, inbound in the basketball will be the Irish. And it'll be Olivia Eichhoff to work it to the front court for Sacred Heart. Left side, Wurtenberger. Inside, Lechtenberg looking back out. Wurtenberger. Cross court, Delaney Witt in the middle. Wurtenberger, turn around, 12-footer, won't go. Rebound, Delaney Clover. Get out of there to Kendria Troxell. Troxell, the front court with the dribble. To the left side she goes. Now reverses, goes to the right, cut off there. Passes over to the far side. Oh, she dropped it. Can't dribble now. That was Jenna Forney. Apparently they knocked it away from her. She did dribble one time. Now gets the ball away to Elena Clover, or rather to Troxell. Now to Clover, left side of the elbow. On the three-point line, right side for Young. Posting up, inside is Clover, knocked away, stolen by Eichhoff. Left-hand layup at the other end, up and good. Double figures for Eichhoff, it's 25-8. Still, Shea Hardaway had two players scoring this ballgame. Here's an overpass, stolen by Delaney Witt, takes it to Lechtenberg. She got bumped, can't connect. We'll go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Will be Gentry Lechtenberg. Foul goes on the Raiders, on Savannah Mason, her second. Team foul number six. Lechtenberg at the line, looking to get on the board. It's up. It's good. She'll have another one. Sacred Heart, six out of seven so far at the line. Back in, Sadie Tisdall and Avery Sando for the Irish. It's boys' parents' night. They're going to do that here at halftime of the girls' game tonight. Lechtenberg ready with the free throw. It's up. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound ran down to the corner. Wurtenberger took it away. Held ball, they say, and that will go to the Raiders. 33 seconds to go. Ball comes in. Caught by Clover. Spins away from DC Witt. Drives to the baseline on the other end. Now double team. Pass tipped. He gets out of there to Troxell. Three-pointer no good. Lechtenberg wisely lets the ball go instead of trying to grab it. Bounces out of bounds. Sacred Heart ball with 20.6 to go in the first half. Daisy Witt up the floor. The freshman will with 15 on the clock. Bounce pass down to Avery Sando, another freshman in there. Coach Sando's playing pretty deep in this ballgame, pretty early. Now bring it in to Daisy Witt with 12 on the clock. Goes to the left side to Tisdall. High post is Wurtenberger over to Sando. Three on the clock. Wurtenberger, both feet on the three-point line, no. And that is the first half. Sacred Heart, 26. Southern High Raiders, 8. The Raiders shut out in the second quarter. 26-8, the Irish have the lead at halftime. We'll take a two-minute timeout, come back and give you the first half scoring on KTNC.
Frontier Bank would like to take this opportunity to thank the people who care for our community's health. The doctors, nurses, and medical staff who are always there working to make us well. Our local healthcare professionals are dedicated to improving the quality of our lives through good health. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank in Tulsa City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn, or West and Witt in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, broths, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hi, I'm Mary Kitch, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Graham Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beale and Dr. Zach Tempelmeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
First half score tonight here at the RAC, the Rural Activity Center. For the Southern Raiders, they have Elena Clover with 6 points in the ball game, and 2 points for Savannah Mason. The Raiders are 1-for-2 at the free throw line in the first half of tonight's ball game. For the Irish, they are led by Jessica Wartenberger, the senior, with 13 first half points, 10 for Olivia Eichhoff, 1 for Gentry Lechtenberg, and a 2-pointer for Avery Sandel for the Irish in the first half. Say Hart 6 out of 8 at the free throw line in the first half of tonight's ball game. We have 2 fouls on Macy Keller, nobody else with more than 1 for the Irish. Savannah Mason has 2 for Southern, nobody else with more than 1 foul in the first half. Say Hart 26, the Southern High Raiders 8 at halftime of our girls game. They're doing the boys' parent side here. That is our halftime wrap-up. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home. Far from debt, you can learn more at highlandcc.edu. 26-8 at halftime. Back after this break, a check of the weather, and more from our sponsors on KTNC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and infusion strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris McCourney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're a community medical center, every day making a difference.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. Look for mainly cloudy skies tonight with a chance of snow showers. Temperatures fall back into the lower 20s with winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday, cloudy. High temperatures near 30 degrees and winds out of the northwest at 15 to 30. Wednesday night, mainly cloudy with a low around 15 degrees. On Thursday, we'll see partly sunny skies with highs reaching the lower 30s. Friday, sunshine, a little bit warmer, highs climb into the mid-40s with west winds gusting at up to 30 miles an hour. Saturday, a little bit of light snow as colder air begins to move back into the region. High temperatures near 30 with northeast winds at up to 20 miles an hour. Sunday, partly sunny but much colder, highs only reaching the upper teens. Monday, mainly cloudy and continued cold with high temperatures reaching the mid-teens. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 33.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit iTalk.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SNI's operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Halftime at the Row Activity Center in Falls City. The St. Aaron girls are leading the Southern High Raiders here at halftime by a score of 26-8. Down the street, a couple of blocks, the McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. The Falls City Tigers are hosting the Auburn Bulldog girls and boys. That game over on Sunny 101.3. At halftime of the girls' game, it is Falls City 21, Auburn 15. 21-15, Tigers leading Auburn in that game tonight down at the McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. So, we're about ready to go here, a minute away or so from the second half getting underway in our girls' game here tonight on KTNC. Over on Sunny 101.3, third night, the Irish will be back in action. They'll travel to Johnson, take on the Johnson Brock Eagles. Four ranked teams going at it in that one. All the girls' teams and all the boys' teams are ranked in the state in that contest going into third night. Then here on KTNC Friday night, Falls City Tigers on the road at Weeping Water for you. That's Friday night here on KTNC. It's going to be Irish basketball to start this third period of action here tonight at the Row Activity Center. About ready to roll here. Teams are huddled up with their coaches as we get set to go. everybody back in their seats here after the halftime festivities. Starting 5 in the ball game for the Irish here. Raiders also with their starters in the ball game start this third quarter. Jessica Wartenberger will inbound the ball to Olivia Icon. Coming around the right side, they try to trap her at midcourt. Throws the ball down to Delaney Wood. She goes inside to Macy Keller, who lays it up and in for her second hoop. In the backcourt, a reach-in foul on Wartenberger, I believe, for the Irish. Yes, it is. That will be her second foul of the ball game. First foul of the half on Sacred Heart. All right, inbound in Savannah Mason for the Raiders. Sacred Heart just picking up at midcourt. Now they try to set a trap, get the ball ahead, up the floor, into the lane, a foul on Macy Keller, and it is Elena Clover taking the ball to the bucket. Macy picks up her third foul of the game. And the line, Elena Clover, 1 for 2 at the line in the ball game. Senior will set herself, fire it up, and good. She's made 2 in a row now. 28-9, the Irish with the lead. Second one up, second one goes in, and it's 28-10. Back we come, off the floor, Irish basketball. Icon to the middle. Being guarded man-to-man, went around a defender. Wartenberger left wide open for 3 and buries it from the left side of the circle. 16 now for Wartenberger. That's her third triple tonight. Here's the steal on the pressure. Lechtenberg with a steal, drives in and got hacked as she went by a defender. Foul will go on Savannah Mason. Savannah gets her third, first of the half. Lead at 21. The Big Mac is the biggest lead tonight. Down the lane, Wartenberger went up, missed it, got it blocked, came down to the rebound, and we got a hell of a ball on that rebound. Wartenberger with the rebound, and it belongs to the Raiders on the alternating possession. Bring the ball into Young. Has Young in the backcourt. And Gentry Lechtenberg limping up the floor for the Irish. Looks like she's limping that left ankle. Off the floor, the ball goes ahead, and a foul is going to be called on Lechtenberg. That will be her first of the game. Team foul number 2 of the half. So the Raiders inbound off the side on the far side, across the court from us, bring the ball into Mason. Dishes off. Now he gets the ball away to Troxel. Troxel dribbling, knocked loose, stolen by Delaney Witt. Witt with a takeaway for the Irish. Drives up around a defender. Keeps on going, hands off now to Eichhoff. She's being pushed out toward midcourt. She tries to run that little weave out top. Keller down to Lechtenberg. The Wartenberger driving in, fires it across court. Intended for Witt, caught by Eichhoff. She'll hand it to Witt. Couldn't connect. Rebound to Keller. Throws it up, no good. Wartenberger with another rebound, spins around to the right side, no. And it's going to be Lechtenberg with another rebound for the Irish now. Come back up the other way. Front court, Eichhoff will reset the offense to the 6-minute mark of this third quarter. Now to Jessica Wartenberger. Back right side to Eichhoff. Lechtenberg, right side beyond the arc, skips it over the top. Wartenberger, 3-ball up and on the rim, won't go. Rebound is grabbed up this time, making the rebound Savannah Mason. Throws it over the top to the front to Clover. Clover to the right side, 3-ball short, no good by Young. Rebound Lechtenberg. On the run, throws it underneath, wide open is Eichhoff and fills it up. The assist to Lechtenberg. Good job running the floor by Eichhoff. And it's now a 23-point Irish lead, 23-10. To the front court with it, Kendria Troxel. Passes off, gets the ball now to Clover. Clover to the left side with the Hangar. Kind of packed back here and manned, but spacing kind of almost looks like a zone here. Now working the ball around out top. Now hand it off, and now Troxell will work to the right side. Ball knocked out over there on the far side by the Irish. Southern brings into the ball game Kaylee Beldy, a freshman. Checking out Savannah Mason, another freshman. Ball bounced in with it. Clover. Clover hands off. Now back out to the top. Drilling in traffic. Kick it back to the top. And a three-pointer up. Too strong by Troxell. Rebound Eichhoff. Being pressured all the way up the floor by Troxell. And it's going to be brought up. And keep going is Eichhoff. And then Troxell kind of gives her a little shove like an offensive lineman. Double-handed, double-four block. Not real aggressive, but still a foul. Troxell's second. He foul number two of the half. And a three ball to Lee. Witt with three. Her first points of the game. And it's 36-10. Off the left side now. The Irish bringing in three more players on the next break in the action. And there it comes. We're going to have a foul on Eichhoff for blocking Olivia's first foul of the ball game. And take the heart. One official fires it across the floor. The other had to go high up in the air to make the catch. Smiles over there at his fellow referee. Says, man, I'm not that tall. Don't do that again. Oh, inbounding will be Addison Young from the sideline. Gets it in there to Troxell. Now Clover back to Troxell. Looking right side with it. Forney. Forney gives the ball off there for Young again. They play catch around the perimeter of the Irish defense. Three-pointer up off the rim. No good by Clover. Rebound to Keller. Head of the game is Avery Santo. Here is Dacey Wood for three on the rim. Won't go. Rebound tipped around, finally run down in the corner. Also the game for the Irish on the last break, C.D. Tisdall. So here come the Raiders in the front court, down 26. Sagan Hart zoned up here. It's a very active zone. Moving the ball over to the left side with it. Troxell back to the top of the key. Left side to Forney, just threw it too hard at her. Went off her hand, skipped right out of bounds into the Raider bench. Coach Baumgartner bringing into the game now Kaylee Beldy. That's the first break we've had since she checked in. Well, they just didn't see her down there. She checked in a little bit earlier, but didn't sound she didn't get in. Tisdall with the ball. Cross court, too tall on the pass. It's stolen by Troxell. Layup at the other end is good. Her first 2 points of the night. It's 36-12 with 2:50 to play in quarter number three. Delaney Witt going around the top of the defense, the right side, and it's Dacey Witt for three. Too strong on the rebound grabbed by Belding. Belding will hand it to Troxell. Troxell will slowly jog the ball up the floor on the left side now with it to Forney. Passes off, gets the ball, pushed away to Clover. Clover to Troxell. Thought about a three, didn't take it, but here's one from the left wing. Short, no good by Forney. The rebound brought down by D.C. Witt. Witt coming up the floor with it. Cross court to Delaney Witt. Now down to Santo. Short corner, jumper, left side, no good on the baseline. Rebound, Troxell got it, races past the defender. Pulls up, top of the circle, now to the right side wing. Looks, and her pass taken away by the Irish, by Sadie Tisdall. And a long pass up the floor, running it out, laying it up down there on the far end is D.C. Witt. Her first two of the night. Now to the front court, Troxell again through the ring at midcourt. Dribbles up, passes off the left side. Now gets it right back. Troxell moving to the left wing. Reverses, passes it out of there to Forney. Forney around the right side. Out of the top to Young. wanted to fire three, couldn't get it away. The defense was right with her. To the right side with it again, Forney. Forney back to the top to Young. And now here's a three-pointer by Troffle. The bank is open. From the left side, Kendria Troxell with the bucket, and it's five all here in the quarter. That is 38-15, the average by 23. To the front court we go. Three-pointer up, three-pointer down. Sadie Tizzle with the bucket, a three-pointer, and timeout with 55 seconds to go. Timeout Irish, back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
55 seconds ago in the third quarter, the Irish up 41-15 here over the Raiders of Southern High in Wymore. To the front court. Here we come up the floor now, down low with it, Clover. Spin, shoots off the glass, up for two. She has 10 in the game. Eichhoff brings the ball up for the Irish. Over to Dacey Witt, back to Eichhoff, 34 seconds to play in the third. Coach Luke Santo wants them probably to play for one here, but here's Dacey Witt for three. Up, no good, at the top of the key. Rebound grabbed up by Troxell. To the midcourt stripe, to the front court with 17 seconds to go. Holds it, looks on the left side, now down low it goes, Clover back in. Back out to the top, now it's Troxell for three, buries it. She's hot. 8 points for Troxell, all here in the third quarter, the lead 41-20, and that in the third quarter. Big Heart 41 and Southern 20, back in 1 minute on TTNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career path.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
8 minutes up on the clock and ready to roll here in quarter number four of our girls' game tonight. Sagan Hart will have the ball. Coach Luke Sano has his starting lineup back in the ball game. Raiders got their starting five in there as well. No, they don't either. In there is Kaylee Belding at the moment. And now Wurtenberger with it on the wing to Lechtenberg to Eichhoff. Leaves it back for Delaney Witt over left side. Wurtenberger, one of her favorite spots on the left side. She drives down the lane. Shot is blocked by Clover. Troxell with it. 8 points in the third quarter for Troxell. The Irish have scored the Raiders 15-12. Now with the ball, it's going to be Jenna Forney. And a foul on Eichhoff. Reaching in, a little pressure, bumped one of the two. Over on that far side, Olivia picks up her second foul of the game. Team foul number 5.5 on Sagan Hart. Troxell with the basketball out top over to Clover. Clover moves in, bumps into Lechtenberg, bounces away from her, passes off, gets it right back. Holding and looking, nobody guarding her. Now she'll move with a dribble on the left side. All the way in, shoots it. No. Rebound Lechtenberg. A reach. Oh, my. You might have heard the groan down there from the Raider faithful. Foul is called on Savannah Mason. Not sure I didn't agree with the fans there from Southern. I didn't want to get groaned. It looked like she had a clean sweep. Clean grab of the basketball. Nothing else, a help ball. That's her fourth foul of the ball game. Team foul number 3.5. Eichhoff to the front, over to Wurtenberger. Inside Lechtenberg, free throw line, dribbled around one player. Pushes up with the right hand, it's good. Lechtenberg with the bucket. That's just that's her first field goal of the ballgame. She's got 3 points now. Unusual. Here's a long three-pointer, short, no good by Clover. Rebound brought down by Wurtenberger. Up the floor, keeps on going, now stops. In the paint, Wurtenberger, pass tipped, controlled by Eichhoff. Eichhoff, cross court, Wurtenberger. Lost the handle on it, gets it across court, whip, back in the middle. And now Wurtenberger for three, left side, too strong. Rebound to Kendrea Troxell. Troxell will work it up the floor at the 6 minute mark to the front court. Keeps coming, goes over the right side now for Clover. Elena holds it, looks. Out top, we got her underneath, we got a hole as the ball is out top. City-yard foul on Lechtenberg. Gentry's second foul. Team foul number 6.5 on City-yard, so the Southern will be in the bonus the rest of the ball game. Oh, she changed pivot feet. She was holding with her left. She spun it out of there, went to her right foot. Whoops. Oh, well. 43-20, the Irish up by 23. On the left side with it, Kendrea Troxell, and she gets bumped. And foul, Eichhoff again. Nope, Delaney Witt. Witt's second foul. Team foul number 7, this will be 1-1 now for Troxell. Her first trip to the line in the ballgame. Up, no good. Rebound, Wurtenberger for the Irish. Everybody runs back, she'll bring it up herself. Top of the key, stop, thought about it, didn't. Eichhoff just inside the three-point line, up and good on the left side. 14 for Olivia Eichhoff. It's a 25-point lead for the Irish. Now to the left side, it'll be Troxell again. Pass right side to Clover. Clover holds it, dribbles, back to the middle to Young. Off to Troxell. Back again outside, 40, cross court, knocked away, stolen by Witt, all the way on the right side, shot is blocked, no, a push foul, that was blocked, but a push foul on the Raiders, foul on 40, her second, team foul number 4, Delaney Witt, 3 points, the ball game, that's her first trip to the free throw line, up, good, should get another one here. Savannah Wilson, Mason, excuse me, coming into the game for the Raiders. Sitting down now will be Kaylee Golding. Free throw up, rattles around, no rebound. Wurtenberger stripped of the ball out of bounds off of the Raiders. 16 points for Wurtenberger to go along with 7 rebounds of the game so far. Eichhoff Lindbound to the right corner. Inside it goes from Wurtenberger. Eichhoff back to Wurtenberger, powering her way in, trying to reverse, nothing there. Lechtenberg came up with a loose ball, tried to elevate the shot towards the hoop and got hit across the face for her efforts there. Foul on Clover, Elena's second, team foul number 5. And Lechtenberg will go to the line to shoot 2. She's 1-for-2 in the ballgame, has 3 points, and make it 4. Rattle around, it went in. Sophomore with 4 points now, getting ready again. Second free throw is on the way up and good. Got them both. 48-20, that's the biggest lead of the night, 28 for the Irish. To the front court now with it. Troxell off the left side, inside to Clover. Left block, dribbled away out of there by Wurtenberger.
electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4 minutes, 16 seconds left in this girls' game. Say our lead, 50-20. Coach Luke Sano called the timeout. He's working without his right-hand man here tonight. I don't see assistant coach Adam Sano down on the bench tonight. Hopefully he's not sick and just out scouting another game, which would probably be my guess. All right, Raider basketball, 4:15 to play. Troxel will bring it up the floor. Off the left side, she goes with a pass there to Forney. Forney holds it inside, it goes. Put up by Elena Clover, and a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on Jocelyn Overdeen, who checked in there during that timeout. At the free throw line, Elena Clover. She's 3 out of 4. Has made three straight, and no. Hit the front end, wouldn't crawl over that time. Should get another free throw here. Clover ready again. Stands in there with 10 points in the ball game. Second one up, second one good. 50-21, Sig Hart with the lead. Front court with the basketball now. Avery Sandel off the right side to Daisy Witt. Only a starter left in there is Yandri Lechtenberg for the Irish. Sano. Front court, bounce pass down underneath. Up and good by Jonathan Overdeen, the assist to Avery Sano. 52-21. Come back the other way. Come around the right side. Now a drive down, Troxel up, no good. Rebound brought down by Jocelyn Overdeen. Get it to Sando, through traffic by two defenders. Lost it, taken away. Now the Raiders have it. Push it ahead for Troxel, should go all the way in. It's up, it's down, and a foul on Avery Sando. Will give him a chance at a three-point opportunity. Avery's first foul of the ball game. That fits Troxel and double figure to 10. She'll be at the line looking for number 11 here. Lechtenberg comes out of the ball game, replaced in there by Shaley. I'm going to check. Well, this is where I get in trouble with my bad program. Free throw, no good. In for the Irish is Shaley Schmidt. Okay, now I got it. Held ball will stay on the Raider end here. And inbounding the basketball is going to be Andrea Troxel from the baseline. Brings it in. Clover three-pointer. No, won't go. Scramble for the rebound. It comes down to the Raiders. And a held ball as the ball got loose for a moment. And it is going to go to Sig Hart on the alternating possession here. 2:59 to go past the top of the hour. This is KTNC, Fall City, and Hummer. 12:30 a.m. at 107.1 FM on your dial. Out of the right side, now a bounce pass into Overdeen, double team. Trying to get it out of there, bounce it away. Daisy Witt down to Schmidt, short on the shot, no. Rebound ran down by Tisdall for the Irish. Back out top, working the ball around Daisy Witt. Over to Avery Sando, and she gets double teamed. We're going to have another held ball, and it's going to go to the Raiders here. Back to the Raiders. We'll go with the basketball with 2:26 to go in this game. Ready to roll. Here we come to the front court. Troxel with it. Top of the key. Throw it left side for Forney. Forney underneath. Knocked away by Overdeen, but coming down with it was Clover back out to the top. Free throw Serla, I give it to Troxel, wanted to load up, but the defense got there. She gets it back to the top of the circle. Now she'll drive right side, guarded by Schmidt. Inside, spins around, gets the ball away to a teammate there. I believe that's Horny. Down the lane, taken away. No, that was Mason. And we have traveling called as the Irish got tangled up with the defender there. Sando had it, and it's going to go to the Raiders again with 1:53 to play. Here comes Kaylee Belding back in for the Raiders. Inbounding will be Troxel off the baseline. Bring the ball in, and a two-pointer up, short, no good by Mason. Rebound to Schmidt. Schmidt to Sando. Not much sense in fouling now. The Raiders have only committed five fouls. And there's another one, a reach-in foul. This one on Andrea Troxel, her third. Team foul number six. The Raiders bring in Ainsley Hughes, another junior. Hughes checks in there, and Troxel comes out of the ball game. Also coming out will be Clover with 11 points. Troxel with 10. That's 21 of their 23 if you're adding them up. The ball comes in backcourt for Daisy Witt. Down it goes. Long three-pointer off the mark for Sadie Sizzle. Rebound picked up by Addison Young. Get the ball away up the floor quickly. Mason rejected. Taken down by Schmidt. Outlet for Sando. And another big collision, a foul by Jenna Forney, her third. Now we're going to shoot 1-1 for the rest of the final minute 20 of the ballgame here. Forney's third foul, and to the free throw line now will go Avery Sando. 2 points in the ballgame. The Irish will bring off the bench now Shay DeLosi. And also checking in here will be Ellie Falk for Sacred Heart. So, free throw up and good. Sando will get another one here. Raiders had two of the Raider players. There are two inside positions on the rebounder. Both took off on the far end. Up one more, girls. Free throw up off the back. Comes right back to Avery Sando. She drives it up. Now get caught in the trees. Bounce pass away to Overdeen, back to Sando. Buck 10 to go here in the ball game. Sando had it knocked away, picks it up, gets it back, looks, comes over to the right side now with the basketball to Ellie Falk. Back to Sando, back to Falk. She's going to load it up, short, no good. Rebound picked up, and here come the Raiders. On the run is Mason. Mason wanted to stop and make a pass, and the Irish get the steal. Front court, Avery Sando gets ran into, and that's Jenna Forney. Jenna with a collision, she'll check out the game. She's got four fouls in the ball game. And Avery Sando back to the line. 1-1 again, 1-for-2 at the line, 3 points of the game. Sets, fires, got it. She'll get the bonus free throw. 54-23, Sacred Heart by 31. Second free coming for the Irish freshman. Up and good. Hits them both, and it's 55-23. Coming up the floor with the basketball, and Troxel's back in there now, as is Clover. Shot of the way, no good by Addison Young. Rebound brought down by the Irish, by DeLosi. Shot put up by Troxel, no good in the paint. And the ball is out of bounds off of the Raiders, and it'll belong to Sacred Heart here. Hopefully we didn't just get cut off here. 55-23. The Irish with the lead, and 20 seconds to go. Sando up the floor, gives the ball off on the far side, now to Falk. Back to Sando, over on the left side to Schmidt. 8 on the clock, Falk goes inside to Losey. Can't get it, pass out of there, stolen by Troxel. And your final score, that is Glenn, it's 55-23, taking heart with the win. They improved to 15-2 on the year. We'll come back and wrap it up after this one-minute timeout on KDNC.
Hey, Bart, here it is, a brand new year. What does Farm and City Supply have to offer in the new year?
Well, Duggar, first we'd like to offer our thanks to all of our patrons, past, present, and future. We look forward to continued successes for everybody, and we'd like to invite you into Farm and City Supply, where we've got the greatest selection of farm hardware clothing there is around.
You can find it, folks. It's on North 73 Highway, Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
Where does the money go when you invest with Frontier Bank? We'll show you. An ag loan goes to an area farmer to plant a crop. A commercial loan goes to a local merchant to expand their business and create new jobs. A mortgage goes to a young couple for their first home to help them raise a family. With Frontier Bank, your investment dollar stays right here in our local area. It's vital for the local economy. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank. A tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Final score in our girls' game tonight. See our win at 55-23. They're 15-2 on the year. Southern drops to 8-7 on the season. The scoring for Southern tonight, they're led by Elena Clover with 11. Andrea Tronchel had 10-2 for Savannah Mason. For Sagan Hart in the ball game tonight, the scoring is going to be 18 for Jessica Wartenberger, 14 for Olivia Eichhoff, 5 for Avery Sando, 5 more for Gentry Lechtenberg, 4 for Macy Keller, 4 for Delaney Witt, 3 for Sadie Tizzle, 2 for Jonathan Overdeen, and 2 for D.C. Witt, the Irish total of 55. 55-23, your final. The Irish girls pick up the win. The boys are out warming up on Parents' Night here at the Row Activity Center. We'll take a break. We'll be back here with